Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's 9 minutes after nine. It's Cambridge 105 Radio, Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Millard. So it's a Thursday, so it's time for our regular environmental feature, Black, Blue or Green. And an event at Storey's Field Centre on Saturday plans to introduce primary school children to the circular economy through fun games, toys, demonstrations, and from organisations and researchers all working on the circular economy arena. Antoinette Nesta is one of the organisers. She's with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming in. I think you better start by explaining to us what the circular economy actually is.
Well, in very simple terms, basically, if you can think of a line, you know, just... So, for example, when you buy something, then you use it and then you put it in the bin. That would be something that's called linear economy because you're not doing anything else with it. But circular economy, you know, to like for a very children's term, if you can think of a circle, basically you buy something, you use it, and then rather than put it in the bin, you may recycle, meaning black bin, you may recycle it, you may reuse it, you may remake something with it, you may just give it away, you may give it to charity. That's what is sort of part of a circular economy. Basically, you try to use a resource or a product you bought for as much as possible, for as long as possible, and try not to put it in the bin, basically.
That's interesting, because I was... when did I get this? Last year sometime, somebody was very nice and sent me a box of apples I'll tell you who it was, the Ivy in town. They were promoting a little cocktail they were doing, and it was in a very nice wooden box, and I thought to myself, I've been sent this very nice wooden box. What can I do with it? And it now basically, it now sits in my bathroom and has all those bits and pieces that just don't work in a bathroom cabinet are now in this box.
Well, that's brilliant. I mean, that's the idea. The idea is just like, you know, we don't want to use all our natural resources we have. Excuse me. But just try to basically minimise, like, taking things from planet Earth. And then just basically... That's what we're going to try to show children, primary school age children, but everybody, of course, on the event on Saturday. There are so many things you can do of this concept called circular economy. Because, for example, you hear about recycling, you hear about reusing, you're seeing about all these different terms. But
because that's the thing, isn't it? If I'm getting a product, trying to think of an example now. But if there's something which I've purchased, I've had it for a few years, and it is reusable. And if I just stick it in recycling, because it's, you know, of a recyclable type of material, be it plastic or whatever, there's an effort which goes into the recycling bit, whereas if that product was just given straight to somebody else, either if I sell it or if I take it to a charity shop, that's actually taking a bit of effort out of the process, which is presumably also helping things.
That's
rather
right.
Than just saying, oh, let's recycle that, actually maybe reuse it first.
That's right, because you're basically you're prolonging the life of the product to make different things rather than just going like exactly going into the recycle. The recycling, it is part of the circular economy, but it's not what all the circular economy is about. It's just part of it.
It's more not circular enough, I guess.
Exactly, not circular
enough. Is that possible? I'm just trying to think. So tell us a little bit more about Saturday. What's happening?
Well,
then?
Saturday, like basically, everything is geared towards children, you know, because we feel that once children can learn those sort of like difficult concept. I mean, if you ask somebody about what the economy means, like they have, you know, it's like they couldn't really articulate in a few words what it means. So basically, once they've learned what a circular economy means, they can use it into their own everyday life. For example, we have a toy swap, which we've done for a good few times now, and basically that's, in few words, that's trading. So rather than, for example, disposing of that toy or putting it in the bin, they're actually going to trade it for something else, and that's actually implicitly you're teaching them about economy and about the circular economy because it's not going into the bin. So that's one of the events, one of the activities we have. We also have somebody's coming to do food waste, so they're going to show children about food waste. Somebody else is going to be upcycling tents. So all these tents that are left in festivals, which is, you would be amazed how many tents are left in festivals.
I do not understand that. I know it happens. I do not understand it as a concept whatsoever. It's like, take it home, wash it, use it again.
Yeah, but it's just like she's actually having a big picture to show people how it's actually like how the festivals the tents are left in there. So she's actually upcycling and making new things with them. We have somebody else who's doing the same thing with paper. So any waste paper, she's producing different products. And then some researchers as well, they're coming to join us. They're going to show us about natural sort of plastics that can be made from nature. And then somebody else is going to show us how they can make electricity using sort of little microorganisms that can actually eat plastic. And that's another
sort of idea. That's interesting. You know, you can make electricity from a lemon, can't you?
You
get a couple of nails, and I can't remember what they're supposed to be. If one of our engineers is listening, he'll probably, hopefully, have the detail and remind me how to do it. But you have two different types of nails into the lemon. One is positive and one is negative. And you can run like a little light bulb or something from it.
Wow. Yeah, you can do it for the potato, like the very typical ways from the potato as well.
That's it, the potato as well.
Yes.
Also make gin from potatoes. Anyway, that's another story. That's recycling, we encourage.
Yeah, well, talking about potatoes as well, with somebody else who's doing actually gardening and composting, so children can learn about gardening and composting. And we have a storyteller as well. So she's going to be telling us stories about the environment and a reading corner.
Wow, can I also tell the listener, I know you have got some papers in front of you, but you were doing that largely without notes, which was very, very, very impressive indeed.
Off the top of my head, yeah. Well, sort of, I really enjoy what I do, and I think it's like, you know, just showing children, all what they have in there. I mean, it falls in their shoulders, basically, in the future. And if we can do everything we can to help them out on the way, then I think that's what we're trying to do. Like,
how did you get involved in all of this?
Well, I started an organization, it's a community interest company, actually, called A Toy's Life and Beyond. And basically, we started to do toy recycling, or we teach children about recycling, but through toys, because it's a medium that they can actually understand. So we did start with the toy swaps. Then we've done a few festivals with the Strawberry Festival and Arbory Carnival. And then we've gone to a few schools as well to teach them about what the circular economy is about. So it's sort of, we're expanding. Okay. And we have a toy bank as well. We run a toy library. Recently, we ran a toy repair cafe. And that was
quite popular. Cafes are very good, aren't they?
Yes.
Anyway, thank you very much for coming in. The event, Saturday, Stories Field Centre. What time do people need to be
11
there?
11 until 2. And for parking, there's they can park at the Mudgingley Road Park and Ride, and it's free parking there, so they just can walk a few minutes and
easy.
That's fine.
Sounds a good deal. Antoinette Nestor, thank you for coming and chatting to us this morning.
Thank you.
Anyway, thank you very much for your company this morning. Enjoyed guest Dave Bajant and also Antoinette, who was talking about the circular economy event at Stories Field on Saturday. For me, Julian Clover.
And for me, Lucy Milazzo.
Top of the morning. Good morning.
We're back tomorrow at 7.
Our guest has got me thinking. Been given this bottle of fizz. Not too keen on rosé.
Well, that's okay. You can give it to me. Circular economy.